The net interprets censorship as damage and roots around it. Activist John Gilmore, 1993. 10 years later, Barbara Streisand fucked around over a photo of her house and the wider world finally found out. In 2005, Bill Cosby did the same thing over a freaking unofficial cartoon about him, and nobody knew why. Until 2014. There's a Cosby Show episode about drug barbecue sauce. He gave you all the clues. Basically, you don't fuck with the internet. Not that way, anyway. I mean, lots of people are sticking with Twitter after all its bullshit, or Google after the nightmare plague. But as soon as you get mad at the internet, it wins. So if you become a spicy hot meme, I despise the word meme, you keep your cool, or you make it worse. Or you call me. I'm Blake Maron, and I run MemeBenders, public relations in the face of the interwebs. Yeah, I'm okay with that word. Fuck, I'm old. So basically, we don't fight memes. That's not a thing that you can do. You want to kill a meme about you? Embrace it. Hard. Nobody likes a forced meme. That's why Milhouse isn't a meme, but Milhouse is not a meme is a meme. You see what I mean? But if you kill your meme, you're using a 12-gauge shotgun on a golden goose. And that's where my Goose Cloaca Massaging Company comes in. Case in point, the legend of Ziljo. Someone posts an old pin depicting a weird little creature and the name Ziljo as if it's someone you should already know. It's not. The internet starts losing its mind over this apparent merch from another dimension. Just as the whole thing starts to die down, someone happens to recognize it from a sticker sheet from the 80s, one of a few with the name The Land of App. There's flowers that grow upside down, a guy with a sword but the blade is a tentacle, a lady whose upper body is just whips, you know, the huge. So instead of chasing undoubtedly bootleg pins, the Ziljo hunters now had a real lead, the listed company Glentz, now the Edison Glentz Label Company. By the time they came to us, the company had tried everything they could think of to make the meme go away. Namely, they'd put their fingers in their ears and said la 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 a lot. Luckily, they already had an entertainment industry connection who could help them. They just didn't know it yet.
It blew my mind. The company had just completely fobbed me off before.
That was Stan Fenton, writer for the late-night talk show Not the Worst Show, and the aforementioned someone who began the search for Ziljo.
Their previous email was the politest I'd ever seen anyone pretty much say fuck off and die alone. It was really impressive, actually. I've used their exact phrasing myself since then, multiple times. At the time, I had no idea what had changed their minds.
We did. You're welcome. So, after getting a few ducks in line, the goose was milkable and the metaphor thoroughly mixed. And so, Not the Worst Show host Clay Gilborn delivered this setup.
One of our writers has been on a little crusade, a mighty quest for Ziljo. You know about Ziljo and his wacky antics? Liar. Nobody does. But he's on pins, stickers, pins. Him and his pals and or enemies. Who knows, maybe everyone hates him. I mean, look at him. From the Land of App. Seriously, nobody knows anything about it, and the label company that now owns it, Addison Glentz, is apparently too deep into the admittedly lucrative not Ziljo industry to care about the whole thing. Now, I'm not saying they're a bunch of fuddy-duddies with no curiosity. I'm saying they are secretly harboring a physical portal to the Land of App.
To be continued. CodexSpeed.mod by Joe Codex Gunnershaug. Talk Show Audience Laughter 3, 4, and 18 by Soundragers via Pon5.com.